Welcome to Zilla Capital New Global Espresso. The world in brief. Don't miss to catch up quickly on the global stories that matter. So, here's what you need to know in only 60 seconds. Japan's core inflation hits 41-year high with central bank under policy pressure. 4% price growth reading comes days after Bank of Japan stood by yield curve controls. What is particularly interesting here is that the highest inflation since 1981 is coinciding with the government encouraging wage increases and the central bank keeping unchanged its yield curve control policy. Banks prepare for deepest job cuts since the financial crisis. Firings expected to be super brutal, with Credit Suisse, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley already laying off staff. Brazil and Argentina to start preparations for a common currency. Other Latin American nations will be invited to join plan which could create world's second largest currency union. Lula's comments about central bank independence highlight risks to economic policy management in Brazil that markets will be focused on this year. Brazil's newly elected president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, publicly criticized the Central Bank of Brazil, BCB, during the first TV interview he gave after last week's riots in the capital, Brasilia, by supporters of the former president Jair Bolsonaro. Global markets are at the mercy of central bank headlines while global leaders, economic thinkers, and policymakers gather in Davos to discuss themes with varied degrees of short-term market relevance. Markets performed well for the most part this week, supported by soft U.S. economic data releases, perception that the European Central Bank, ECB, might be less hawkish than previously feared, and continuation of the China reopening narrative. See you next week.